Let's give another hand of praise to Jim, who's a dear brother. You know, I'm just so grateful for the love and the support. And I do know that when God sets you free, you're free indeed. And, you know, I'm grateful for what he has done in my life. He has taken out any type of religion whatsoever, but he's given us truth. And the truth is what sets us free. And when you are seriously touched by God in truth, it don't matter, you know, who you are or what you are. There's a love that enters into your heart and it just changes your life. And I'm just very grateful. I'm very grateful for those that are hearing the word, and I'm very grateful that they're actually being set free and delivered. I want to just share for those that are listening around the world and those that are here today, God has really been moving on my heart that we need to be awakened. We're all asleep. Everyone is asleep. And we need to be awakened. As you can see, look around. The world is changing. It's getting difficult and more difficult every time you turn around. We can't stop it. It's just happening. History repeats itself. It's over and over and over. But God has called you, those that are hearing my voice, whether it's around the website, around the world, or here at this place, you're not hearing Jim Mandel's voice. You're hearing the Spirit of God's voice crying out in the wilderness, repent, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. I've had a couple of individuals come to me speaking about, sometimes the messages tend to be deep. Sometimes they just can't comprehend what is being said. But I want you to know that God opens up the ears to hear, and God closes the ears, and that you can't hear. I say open up your heart. And if you open up your heart, he'll give you ears to hear what the Spirit has to say. Jim made a wonderful comment when he was bringing the offering message. He said, my heart was closed when I came here. I was adamant. I was stiff-necked. I was kind of in my way. And when I began to hear, all of a sudden, something happened. And my heart was opened up. And now I hear truth. And my life is changing because I hear truth. I have a word for today for the church. We've been speaking about sin. And listen, we were all born in sin. I hope that within the last couple of weeks, I was able to bring a clarity and understanding about sin. We were born in it. It is what it is. It's like you were born in Germany and you're a German. It is what it is. You were born in America and you're an American. It is what it is. Well, as the world, we were born in this world, we were born in sin. How many people are beginning to understand that? It is what it is. But it doesn't make you a bad person. I want you to realize that. It's just a nature that was given to us. It was put on us. It's like the skin color. You can't change it. It is what it is. It's like your nationality. It is what it is. It was imputed to us. We are born in sin. But this isn't a message to condemn us. This is a message to awaken us so that we are constantly searching and seeking within ourselves. Are we truly walking God wants us to be holy like He is holy. He's called us and He set us apart. If you hear my voice, then you are set apart. Plain and simple. Don't look at your age. Don't worry about where you're at. Don't even care if you understand the messages or not. Because God will begin to open your heart and He will bring understanding to you. I was had the privileges of speaking to a dear brother of mine who I've watched grow in a wonderful way. He said to me, he says, I don't even read the Bible anymore. I said, because the word is already in you. I believe as we give God praise and we glorify Him and we're thankful, darkness lifts off us and the light is revealed. And we are the Word. We are the living Word. Even though we were born in sin, God put His Word in us. That's why He says, I'll bear witness with you. It'll bear witness with you. The truth will bear witness with you. Now let me continue to talk about sin. I believe God wants us to wake up. The church is dead. The people around us are dead. The world is running rampant in doing what they want to do, what they want to believe. There's no morals left. How many people would agree with me on this one? I mean, it's like whatever you want to do, whatever, it's okay. Well, it's not okay. God wants us to fear Him, and there is no more fear of God. It's almost like it's lifted. And to me, I look at my life, and I say, God, why did you do what you did in me? Why did you pluck me out of the world, bring me into that place of glory, reveal to me the mysteries in these ancient secrets, and cause me to have a fire burning inside, and then not only have a fire burn inside, bring me, you know, four or five and multiple more men that have a fire burning inside of them? Why? Why did God change your life? Why did God change your life? Why did God change your life? For what? And I truly believe that He has changed our lives because there is a revival about to come. I believe it's not by accident that the church has fallen by the wayside. It's not by accident that religion is being destroyed and people's ears are just closing. It's obvious. Look around. Nobody wants to hear about religion. They don't want it anymore. But if you heard what Jim said when he was given his message, the offering man, I don't even believe he truly, really understood what he said. But he said, I wasn't looking for religion, but I was still looking for God. And there was a reason why he voiced that. Because I truly believe that the whole world is saying the same thing. I don't want religion. I don't want church, but I want God. And there's a reason why, because God has created us. And He is our Father. Literally, He is our Heavenly Father. We can look at the earthly fathers, we can look at the earthly mothers, but technically, we are spirit. How many people understand that we are living spirit? We got to take the carnal mind out. You are here not because of your carnal life. You are here because of your spiritual life. Not carnal. The natural, mortal body will fade away. It will never come back. It's corruptible. It's not incorruptible. But the incorruptible will live forever and ever. Your spirit will carry on forever. How many people understand this? Okay? If I take your life, Your mortal body will fall to the ground, but your spiritual life will live. It will go somewhere. There's a place that your spirit will go. I hope and pray that those that are hearing me will wake up and understand what it is to live this life holy. Now, this isn't a time for condemnation. This is a time to wake up. This is a time to look and evaluate your life. Are you living holy? Now you got to ask yourself, what does it mean to live holy? It's not works. It's faith. How do you live faith holy? For one, begin to give our Creator, the one that you can't see, praise. Just start thanking Him and being grateful for everything. Take the mourning out of your heart. Take the sorrow out of your heart. Take the discouragement out of your heart. Take the fear and the worry out of your heart. Take the cares out of your heart. I am giving you the keys of how to live without sin. I'm giving you the keys to live holy and without blame. And then you have a passion, don't you? You have an unction. You have a desire. You have a want. You have something inside of you, don't you? That makes you who you are. That makes up your makeup. Well, that's called God's law. He lives with us. That's His word, His living word. It's a part of Him that wants you to live. And when we can come to that place in living our heart, casting all your cares upon Him. How many here want to live holy without sin? If you hear my voice and you're awakened and you hear it, you're going to live without sin. You're going to live without sin. It's not good, bad, right, and wrong. I want you to eliminate the law from your heart. Because all that does is give you righteousness of man. But what makes you good in the eyes of God is when you war against members in your body. When you war against members, and I'm going to tell you what the members are. Fear, worry, anxiety, cares. It's good to want things. Listen, I got a lot of wants. I go before the Lord and I got a big list in front of Him and I say, this is what I want. Because I realized His wants are my wants and my wants are His wants. It's not bad to want. What's bad is when your wants turn into trouble. That's what turns it into a care. When your wants is troubling your heart and you begin to care so much that your heart is troubled. That's when it becomes a care. That's when it starts to manifest into a thing called sin. That's what's not desirable in the eyes of God. That's why He said, cast all your cares upon me and I'll give you rest. Cast all your cares upon me. He doesn't want us to care. But He wants us to want. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? I want you to want everything. I want you to want it and want it and want it and want it. Why do we feel bad to want? Think about it. We live under curses. We live under generational curses. We live under patterns. God wants to set us free from these patterns and traditions and curses. He wants us to deliver us from sin. He wants us to wake up. He wants us to be free. I truly believe God wants to bring revival. He wants to bring revival in you, and He wants to bring revival in the land. My question is, Can we hold up holy hands? Can we come to a place of being able to walk to the throne room boldly and say, hey, God, what's happening? How you doing? Or do we feel ashamed? Do we feel guilty? I want to break away condemnation in your life. I want to break it away. I want to break it off of you. I want to break it off so bad because for one, we gotta break away from it. We gotta break away from feeling guilty. Listen, God doesn't judge us based on our ignorance. I want you to know that. We were all born in ignorance. How many of us know that? When you were born as a child, did you know the whole, like, mathematics? Did you know all plus, minus, and times tables and division? You had to learn it, right? Well, when you were learning it, were you condemned that you didn't know it? No. There was like mercy. There was like compassion on you. Oh, calm down. Here, let me teach you. You know? How many of us have ever taught anyone something new? Okay. Hopefully you didn't get angry at the person because they didn't know it. Hopefully, in your heart, when you began to show somebody, you had compassion. Here, let me show you again. Let me bring understanding to you again. Let me repeat myself. Now, do you clearly understand? No? Okay, well, let me show you again. How many people have been there before? Okay. Well, that's the same thing with God. God's the same way. And we are born ignorant. We didn't know the truth. We didn't know the truth. We had no idea what the truth was. We were literally born in a lie. And that lie was based on curses, traditions, you know, all that other stuff. God's doing something new. He's redeeming his people back. How do you think? Let me ask you this question. How do you feel about the corruption and the violence and the division and the racist stuff going on around the world? How do you feel? Do you feel sad? Do you feel like it's uncalled for? How do you feel about all the judgment and how we're all condemned, really? Think about it. How do you feel? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, God feels the same way. He's sad. God's upstairs crying. I was in prayer and I just saw God just weeping. He brought me to the scriptures of where it's needed for a preacher because they didn't hear the word. They're all ignorant and they haven't heard the word. And I'm going to tell you right now, I believe that this is the end time message. Do you think you're going to get a second chance? If the world keeps going in the direction it's going, what do you think is going to happen? Violence is ever increasing. Nuclear weapons, wars and rumors of wars. And they talk about these things in the Bible, that in the end days, in the last days, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. We got to wake up. We need to wake up. Now, I know that I look at my life, and my life was dramatically changed. Okay, so I'm not a second generation of a pastor. None of us here that have the fire burning in us. You know, we were called by God, not by man. That in itself, those that are listening, should wake up. That in itself should say within themselves, I better listen to this because you know what? This isn't inherited by man. This is inherited by God. There's a passion and a fire burning inside this place, and I need to hear it because you know what? What do they have to gain? Most that hear the truth hate you. They hate you and they persecute you without a cause. They don't embrace you unless they're delivered by the truth. unless they actually applied it and they saw that it defeated darkness in their life and they actually are set free and they have peace. But most, when they first hear the truth and they don't experience deliverance, they hate you. And it's so true because I watched it. And I say, why do you hate me? You should just hate truth. Why you put it on me? It's not me. It's truth. You hate truth. It burns inside of them. And it's the reason is because of guilt and shame. And I'm going to tell you why. It's guilt and shame. And they don't realize the grace of God. They don't understand grace. And we're saved by grace. And I want to bring grace to you today. I want you to begin to start realizing that, for one, we're not condemned. What we've done in the past, wash it away. God is concerned about now. And that's why I said, wake up. Wake up. I'm not concerned about children. Really, I'm not. This is a benefit that you get to hear this message now. Okay, because to be honest with you, children are innocent. They can die today and they'll be in heaven. It's those that know and willfully know the truth and then willfully deny it. They're the ones that I'm concerned about. They're the ones that are going to be judged, and then they're going to be the ones that are going to perish. They're the ones that I want to talk to. Those that are young, I know a lot of times my girls will sit there and say, speak to me about the deep things of God. I want to know the mysteries. I want to know all these things. And it's like, listen, just live life. Don't worry about all the knowledge. Just live life. Be happy. Just know God and thank God and just begin to be grateful in all things and just love unconditionally. Just live your life to the fullest. Don't worry. Don't fear. Give all that to God. Cast all your cares upon Him. Guess what? You're holy. You're holy. You know, when He says it's better not to know me than to know me and be lukewarm, what He's saying is it's better not to know truth. And to know truth and not really follow truth, that's a bad thing. So I want to speak to those who know the truth. I want to speak to those that know that what they're doing and they shouldn't be doing it. Come on, we're all there. How many of us ever felt a conviction in our heart? Maybe you said something wrong. I've given you the definition of trespass, and we've all committed trespass in our life. Did you ever get under anybody's skin? You know? Did you ever annoy somebody? Were you ever adamant about your way and just like caused arguments and fights and disagreements? Have you ever gotten annoyed at people in front of you in line or driving down the road and you're annoyed at these? Come on, we're living in it. We're living in sin. God wants to purify our hearts so that we can lift up holy hands. The problem is we're not awake. You know from right and wrong. You know from good and bad, so to say. You know. How many times do we ignore the truth? How many times have we sugarcoated it and said, well, you know, it's a little one. It's okay, it's a little one. Because you like it. You like getting that person upset while you're driving down the road. You know what I like doing? I like manifesting their demons. I drive by them and I smile and wave and what? And get them more angry and watch them manifest. But you know I'm wrong in doing that. I'm becoming one in trespass. I'm getting under someone's skin. I'm annoying them. I'm getting them upset. I'm frustrating them. I think we all need to wake up. This is a message for us to wake up. Now, if we just took a moment, how many of us would say right now that we're in sin? Okay. Now, the beauty is because you recognized it, we just repent. We just change the way we're thinking. This is what grace is all about. This is what grace is all about. I want to embrace grace. My message of sin is basically done today. Because sin, to me, doesn't really exist. It only exists when you willfully know that you're doing wrong. I want to awaken. I want to awake to everything that may be sin in my life. I don't want to be blind. I don't want to be deaf. I want to be awakened. How many really want to reach that place of glory in their own life? How about the fulfillment of your life? The fullness. You were created for a purpose. How many of us want to fulfill that purpose? You're not too old. I'm going to tell you right now, you're not too old. And those as a child, they're at the beginning. To know me and to know this message is probably the greatest thing that you could have inherited. Because you're going to reach the fullness that God has for your life. The reason why is because the things that are trying to steal it, you will know the power to overcome it. For example, fear. As soon as you have a passion in your heart and fear creeps up, fear wants to rob you from your destiny. But because you have this truth, you can just give it the simple basic 101. God, you love me and I love you, and I'm going to cast all my fears upon you. Handle it, Lord, and I'm going to go and walk on water. The love of God will give you the strength to accomplish what you want to accomplish. The love of God will allow you to take your eyes off yourself and allow the anointing in you to manifest. I don't care if you want to be a singer and you think you sound like a frog. The world, God will change the hearers of the world and make you sound so great. The imagination started in your head. The lie started in your head. God can do exceedingly above and beyond what you can comprehend or even imagine. If you have it in you, it's there. If it's in you, it's truth. If it's in you, it's meant to be. Whoever thought that a man who wants to be a fireman, where did he get that? God put it in him to become that. If someone wants to sing because they love singing, where did they get it? They got it from above. They got it from heaven. So it's meant to be. If God has put something inside of you to do it, it's meant to be. I truly believe when we live our life out in purpose, we actually walk without sin. Look at the life of Jesus. He had a purpose. Nothing was going to stop him. He says, I only do what the Father tells me to do, and I only say what the Father tells me to say. Where was he getting it all? Where was he getting his info? Where was he getting the words to speak and the inspiration to do? All within. God dwells within every man and woman. And when we connect to this truth that is inside of us, We become one with God. How many understand what I'm saying? We become one with God. That's when we can say it's no longer I that lives, but He that lives within me. What has been done is you were able to cast down your imaginations, your thoughts. Your thoughts, your mind, your thinking is what separates us from the love of God. When you begin to reason, think things out. Now, I think things out, but I don't want you to get confused about the thinking part. I always meditate. I always think. But before I do anything, I have to see how I feel. And if I feel bad about it, I have to check in why. Most of the time, it's reason with fear. And then I have to cast the fear down. I want us to understand what it is to live without sin. I want us to understand how to hold up holy hands. God wants us to become holy because He wants to bring His Spirit. He wants to bring revival. He wants to bring a revival that is going to change the hearts of men and women. People are going to come to the altar, and they're going to drop down and they're going to say, I am a man with unclean lips. How do I become saved? How do I get saved? Because turmoil and trouble is going to be poured out. I'm going to tell you right now. I've been there in my life. I have reached a point where you would have never been able to see it manifest. But a man and a woman can only take so much. How many people would agree with this one? You can only take so much pressure. You can only take so much until you pop. Has anyone ever felt the popping where you feel like you might have had a nervous breakdown, or you know, you just had your end's wits where you couldn't take it anymore? Well, I want to tell you right now, I've been there. I've been there several times where I felt that I was going to pop. Well, that's a breaking point. And you know what? That breaking point is really God knocking on your door. He wants you to not be able to handle everything. He wants you to call upon His name. Those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How are you going to call upon the name of the Lord? For one, you don't even know Him, nor can you see Him, but yet you reach out and you call on the name of the Lord. It's that popping state. It's that point where you can't reach anymore. You can't do it anymore. Your strength, you don't have it anymore. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the scriptures, the Bible, it was prophesied by prophets of old. And you're a fool if you don't believe the scriptures. And it said, in the last days, rumors of wars, people will be lovers of themselves. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. So I believe we're living in a last day, a generation, an age. The world isn't going to be destroyed. I want you to know that the world isn't going to be destroyed. But there's an age that is coming to an end. And when the age ends, there's a judgment. And the judgment's coming to the church. If you were here during worship, you would have heard a prophetic word. And those that have ears could hear that there's a judgment coming to the church. There's a judgment that's coming to God's people. And God is saying today to everyone, awake, awake, and know the truth so that the truth can set you free. It's not the law. It's not in good works. It's not the righteousness of man that's going to save you. It's the righteousness of God that is going to save you. And the righteousness of God is exactly what I'm trying to give you. Where you begin to know what you are willfully doing wrong, just stop doing it and change the way you're thinking. Understand what trespass means and stop being one who trespasses. And then forgive those who trespass against you. Have forgiveness for those who trespass against you. And then you can hold up holy hands. Then you can look within your own self and know that you have a clean conscience. The reason why I'm saying this is like a warning to the church and to God's people, those that are hearing my voice, because judgment is coming. And I want to see everyone that I love, the ones that I see here, the ones that I am able to be able to share with them, I want to see them blessed. I want to see them be able to have strength to overcome what is about to take place. In Revelations, it talks about the horses and how they're going to, plagues are going to be released and things like that are going to be taken. Well, right now, I'm going to tell you right now, please do not bury your head in the sand. A lot of people just don't want to hear about it. A lot of people just really just say, I don't have any control over it, so why should I even think about it, or why should I even pay attention to it? You're absolutely right. Who cares? I don't care either. But the bottom line is, let's make sure we're not in sin. When these things take place, who cares? We can't stop them. But what we can do is make sure we're not in sin when it happens. Because God will protect those who can hold up holy hands. And we're not going to be caught up in the middle of it. We'll be protected. How many of us want to be protected when the whole world is crumbling apart? Listen, we were born at a time like this. Sorry, it is what it is. I wish I was born in a better time, but I'm born now, and these things are happening now, and this is part of God's plan. It's called judgment, and it's coming. And the more I can plead to those that are listening, I will plead and shout from the rooftops, repent, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And God loves us so much, He's allowing us to hear this truth today so that we don't have to live in condemnation. All we need to do is just awake. All we need to do is begin to awaken and see what we willfully know that we're doing wrong. Stop it! And if you're not sure what you are willfully knowing what you're doing wrong, don't get all caught up and be worried and say, oh my God, I want to be holy, but I don't know exactly what I'm doing in sin. Don't worry about it. God will convict you at the time it is needed. Just open up your heart and say, Lord, I want to walk in holiness. I want to walk without sin. I want to be pleasing in your sight. So can you please reveal the things that I need to stop doing so that I can be pleasing in your eyes? Guess what? He's going to knock on your door. He's going to send you an officer to give you a ticket when you can't have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Listen, things happen in our lives for reasons. The problem is we're sleeping. Let's just awake. Let us just awake. We can't stop what is happening. The heavens are opened. It's almost like the seventh seal is torn open. Prophecy is coming, and it's unfolding right before our eyes. We cannot stop it. But what we can do is change the way we're thinking. What we can do is stop doing what we willfully know we're doing is wrong. I like being an itch. I gotta stop being an itch. When someone's getting angry at me, I gotta stop being an itch. I can't take it to that limit to where they start hating me. You know what I mean? Look, I know I got faults. We all sin. And if we say we don't sin, we're a liar. If you think you've cleaned your slate and you're good, well, guess what? Look deeper. Okay, because I'm sure something will be uncovered. If we think we're good and we're not walking with reverence, fear, guess what? We better start repenting right then and there. Because we all fall short of the glory of God. We all reach this point. Now, last thing I like is a message of, you know, sin. I'm against sin. I want us all to be free. I want you to live your life to the fullest. I want you to do is the bad things, and I want you to do the good things. Just like when we're under the law, you know, what you think is bad, and what you think is good. I want you to do it all until the conviction comes. When the conviction comes, just stop. Change the way you're thinking. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. If you follow my lead, you will be holy. In God's eyes, you will be without blame. Love Him with all your heart, soul, and mind. Rejoice in all things. And I say again, rejoice. Take the misery out. Take that hopeless spirit that you carry out. Oh me, oh my. Stop it. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop it. We got to brush ourselves off. We got to lift ourselves up. We got to begin to be grateful. We got to start thanking God where we're at. If we don't, guess what? Judgment. And He'll put you further down. He'll put you down to the point where you can't carry yourself anymore. And He'll repeat the process over again. You'll pop until you cry out to Him. Listen, we all reached the gutter. We all went down to the bottom pit. The last thing we want to do is when we come to that place of repentance and all things become good again, we forget where we came from. We don't ever want to go back to that place. Don't ever forget where you came from. Don't ever forget the time where we had so much anxiety on us that we had nervous breakdown knocking on our door. Don't ever forget the points when we were like to the point where our hearts were ripped out and they were laying in the palm of our hand. Don't forget those times where it was so devastating for us. We didn't know what to do. Then all of a sudden things get better. And then we're in this little high and we tend to forget. God is saying, I'm blessing my people. Don't let the blessings cover the multitude of sin. You see, we're still with sin. Paul knew it. He says, I'm the chief sinner of you all. Listen, we want to keep that awareness. We want to stay awake. We want to make sure that we're all acceptable of falling short of glory. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for a revival in my own life. There is a fire burning inside of me, and I want the glory of God manifesting in my life. Now, there's a reason why I want this level of glory, and I'm going to tell you why. Because there is a passion to speak the truth, but I'm not going to speak it in vain. I want God to do miraculous signs, wonders, and miracles in your life. When you heed the word, I want God to do something miraculous so that you can see God in your life through the word. I want to see God convict you and bring you to your knees and bring salvation to you. I want you to be blessed. Amen. So today, those that are listening around the world, those that may be listening to this tape as it was recorded, and those that are here today, heed the word. We are living in the last days. It's not by accident that there is a fire burning inside of me and the other pastors in this ministry and those that God is raising up in this ministry. It's not by accident that there is a fire burning in this ministry, because this ministry was raised up in scratch. And when I mean in scratch, raw scratch material. And we had no help, nor are we even asking for help, because we know that our provisions and the will of God will come when it's His time. But I truly believe, I have laid my life down for the gospel, and I'm going to live according to faith like no man has seen before, because I'm not going back. I'm not going back. I don't care what is going to happen with my future. My life is in Him now. And because of that, I know, beware. Because of that, I know that God means business. This is something that is not made by man. This is something that is made by the Spirit of God. And so because it's made by God, hearken, hear the word. Now, those that don't want to really care about the wars and the rumors of wars and how perverted the world is getting and the lovers of self and all that, like I said in the past, that's great. Because personally, I don't care about it either. I don't care about Korea and their nuclear bombs and all, because I can't stop it. I don't even care really what president is elected, because I can't stop it. I do know the truth though. God raises up those leaders who He wants to raise up. So no matter who gets in office, guess what? God appointed it. Amen? How many people understand that truth? So whether you're on this side or that side, it really don't matter, because God's side is the one that's going to be elected. Now, with that all being said, let's take all this stuff and throw it out. Let's take what I said about sin and impute it in your life. Let's awake. Let us look at our lives and dig for the trespasses that are in our lives. And let us change the way we're thinking. Let us rejoice in all things. Let us praise God, and let that praise come from our lip and our heart. Cast away the moaning and the groaning. Cast away the discouragement. Your life is the way it is. That's just the way it is. You can't stop it. I'm going to tell you one thing. No one knows the day that you're going to leave this earth. No one knows but our Father in heaven the year, the month, the day, the hour you're going to leave this earth. It could be tomorrow. Who knows? It could be a year from now. But don't sleep. Don't fall asleep. Awake. Awake. Awake in your own life. Awake so that you can stand before Him with holy hands. Because I'm going to tell you right now, there is a life after death. And I'm hoping and praying that you just didn't do all this in vain. You didn't search for Him because one day you popped and you needed a little hope. And now you're up and running and you forget about it. Let us get sincere with our salvation and let us call upon the name of the Lord 24/7. Like the younger ones, thank God that you're at a place right now where you can take the simplicity of this gospel and just start thanking God. Just be grateful. You know, I see some areas in people's lives, the little guys, that they're not happy. I look at a little person and they're not happy, and I want to say, why? What could you possibly have in your life that has taken your joy away? What is it? And then, you know what it is? I've come to the conclusion. Cares. There's things that they want, and there's things that they do, and they just aren't able to do them, or they just aren't able to get it, and they're allowing their hearts to be troubled. Or there's a spot of emptiness that they just don't even know what it is. I really can't pinpoint it, but I'm not happy. Woo! We got to really change the way we're thinking here, youngsters. Come on, you got a long way ahead of you to be acting this way. Cast it off of you. Shake the depression. Shake the unhappiness. Shake it. Shake it off of you. Shake it off of you. Shake it off of you. There's no need for the youngsters to be weighted with such a spirit like that at such a young age. Adults, I completely understand. Because you have the weight on your shoulders. There is a lot of pressure in your life. You got to make sure things are done right in your family and everything else. You know, we're living in a hard world. But I want you to know that there's a God that loves us. And He already planned out your life. Let's live it. I'm at a wonderful place right now. I can lay it all at His feet. I'm at that point where I can lay it all at His feet. And I'm very grateful that He's given me the courage and the strength to do it. It's almost like, Lord, You played with me, now I'm going to play with You. You did something in my life that I really wasn't in agreement with, but just happened, and now I'm very happy it did. But now I'm going to play with You. Here it is. Do what you want. Let's see where it goes. It's an exciting ride because I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. But I knew that tomorrow, if it's true, and my God is who I believe He is, tomorrow is going to be a great day. And if there's anything that I come up with that seems burdensome, He's going to give me the spirit of laughter. And I'm going to know who I am. And those things aren't going to be hard for me. Because the truth is, He'll never give you more than you can handle. And so if He's going to lay that at my doorstep, I know that I have the strength to deal with it. Amen. So I want us all to bow our heads for a moment. I'm going to speak and prophesy over every little child that is here and those that are listening around the world. I break that power of depression, confusion, and blankness, we'll call it, because they don't even know what it is that is stealing their joy. I break that spirit now, and it has no more authority in your life. And I put in you a power of a Holy Spirit that is going to bring joy to your heart, and you're going to look at things differently. Your eyes will be opened up to the brightness of life, and you will see no more darkness. Now to those that are of age, God says, cast all your cares upon Him and I will give you rest. Obviously, there's a choice. He's asking, cast the cares upon me. Give them to me. Let me carry your burdens. I command your eyes to open up now and be able to see how you can give it to him. How it's simple to be able to turn over your cares to him. Now I'm going to do something special here. And I feel led in my heart to do it. And if we can have every child first come up. I don't care who you are. Every child, every kid, come up. Because there's going to be something special here that is going to happen. Your sins are literally going to be forgiven today. The guilt and the shame will not come on you like most kids tend to walk in shame because of a law, because of a tradition that we as a generation has brought it on them. And God is going to set us free in this area. And the beauty is, it's for this time. A revival is going to happen. A revival is breaking. Now, I don't know what God's going to do, but I know that the spirit is going to be broken of guilt and shame and condemnation to where we can live a life of joy and continue to keep this childlike spirit in us. Clay, do you know that you're a good boy? Do you know that you're a good boy all the time? Good. And that you never did anything wrong? You never did.